Psalms chapter 81. David stated, an exhortation to judges and men in power. 81:1. A psalm for Asaph. God hath stood in the congregation of gods, and being in the midst of them he judgeth gods. 81:2. How long will ye judge unjustly, and accept the persons of the wicked? 81:3. Judge for the needy and fatherless. Do justice to the humble and the poor. 81:4. Rescue the poor, and deliver the needy out of the hand of the sinner. 81:5. They have not known nor understood. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth shall be moved. 81:6. I have said, you are gods in all of you the sons of the Most High. 81:7. But you like men shall die, and shall fall like one of the princes. 81:8. Arise, O God, judge thou the earth, for thou shalt inherit among all the nations. Psalms chapter 82. Davids, Quisimilis, a prayer against the enemies of God's church. 82:1. A canticle of a psalm for Asaph. 82:2. O God, who shall be like to thee? Hold not thy peace, neither be thou still, O God. 82:3. For lo, thy enemies have made a noise, and they that hate thee have lifted up the head. 82:4. They have taken a malicious counsel against thy people, and have consulted against thy saints. 82:5. They have said, come and let us destroy them, so that they be not a nation, and let the name of Israel be remembered no more. 82:6. For they have contrived with one consent. They have made a covenant together against thee. 82:7. The tabernacle of the Edomites, and the Ishmaelites, Moab, and the Agarans. 82:8. Jebel, and Ammon and Amalek, the Philistines, with the inhabitants of Tyre. 82:9. Yea, and the Assyrian also is joined with them. They are come to the aid of the sons of Lot. 82:10. Do to them as thou didst to Madian and to Sisara, as to Dibon at the brook of Sison. 82:11. Who perished at Endor, and became as dung for the earth. 82:12. Make their princes like Oreb, and Zeb, and Zebi, and Salmanna, all their princes. 82:13. Who have said, let us possess the sanctuary of God for an inheritance. 82:14. O my God, make them like a wheel, and a stubble before the wind. 82:15. As fire which burneth the wood, and as a flame burning mountains. 82:16. So shalt thou pursue them with thy tempest, and shalt trouble them in thy wrath. 82:17. Fill their faces with shame, and they shall seek thy name, O Lord. 82:18. Let them be ashamed and troubled forever and ever, and let them be confounded and perish. 82:19. And let them know that the Lord is thy name. Thou alone art the Most High over all the earth. Psalms chapter 83. Quam delecta, the soul aspireth after heaven, rejoicing in the meantime, and being in the communion of God's church upon earth. 83:1. Unto the end, for the wine presses, a psalm for the sons of Kor. 83:2. How lovely are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts. 83:3. My soul longeth and fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh have rejoiced in the living God. 83:4. For the sparrow hath found herself a house, and the turtle a nest for herself where she may lay her young ones. Day elders, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. 83:5. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house, O Lord. They shall praise thee forever and ever. 83:6. Blessed is the man whose help is from thee. In his heart he hath disposed to ascend by steps. In his heart he hath disposed to ascend by steps, etc. Ascensions and cords so dispose suit. As by steps men ascended to the temple of God situated on a hill, so the good Christian ascends towards the eternal temple by certain steps of virtue disposed or ordered within the heart. And this whilst he lives as yet in the body, in this vale of tears, the place which man hath set, that is, which he hath brought himself to, being cast out of paradise for his sin. 83:7. In the vale of tears, in the place which he hath set. 83:8. For the lawgiver shall give a blessing, they shall go from virtue to virtue. The God of gods shall be seen in Zion. 83:9. O Lord God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. 83:10. Behold, O God our protector, and look on the face of thy Christ. 83:11. For better is one day in thy courts above thousands. I have chosen to be an abject in the house of my God, rather than to dwell in the tabernacles of sinners. 83:12. For God loveth mercy and truth. The Lord will give grace and glory. 83:13. He will not deprive of good things them that walk in innocence. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. Psalms chapter 84. Benedict is thee, Domine. The coming of Christ, to bring peace and salvation to man. 84:1. Unto the end, for the sons of Kor, a psalm. 84:2. Lord, thou hast blessed thy land. Thou hast turned away the captivity of Jacob. 84:3. Thou hast forgiven the iniquity of thy people. Thou hast covered all their sins. 84:4. Thou hast mitigated all thy anger. Thou hast turned away from the wrath of thy indignation. 84:5. Convert us, O God our Savior, and turn off thy anger from us. 84:6. Wilt thou be angry with us forever? Or wilt thou extend thy wrath from generation to generation? 84:7. Thou wilt turn, O God, and bring us to life, and thy people shall rejoice in thee. 84:8. Shew us, O Lord, thy mercy, and grant us thy salvation. 84:9. I will hear what the Lord God will speak in me, for he will speak peace unto his people, and unto his saints, and unto them that are converted to the heart. 84:10. Surely his salvation is near to them that fear him, that glory may dwell in our land. 84:11. Mercy and truth have met each other, justice and peace have kissed. 84:12. Truth is sprung out of the earth, and justice hath looked down from heaven. 84:13. For the Lord will give goodness, and earth shall yield her fruit. 84:14. Justice shall walk before him, and shall set his steps in the way. Psalms chapter 85. Inclina, Domine. A prayer for God's grace to assist us to the end. 85:1. A prayer for David himself. Incline thy ear, O Lord, and hear me, for I am needy and poor. 85:2. Preserve my soul, for I am holy. Save thy servant, O my God, that trusteth in thee. I am holy. I am by my office and profession dedicated to thy service. 85:3. Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I have cried to thee all the day. 85:4. Give joy to the soul of thy servant, for to thee, O Lord, I have lifted up my soul. 85:5. For thou, O Lord, art sweet and mild, and plenteous in mercy to all that call upon thee. 85:6. Give ear, O Lord, to my prayer, and attend to the voice of my petition. 85:7. I have called upon thee in the day of my trouble, because thou hast heard me. 85:8. There is none among the gods like unto thee, O Lord, and there is none according to thy works. 85:9. All the nations thou hast made shall come and adore before thee, O Lord, and they shall glorify thy name. 85:10. For thou art great and dost wonderful things. Thou art God alone. 85:11. Conduct me, O Lord, in thy way, and I will walk in thy truth. Let my heart rejoice that it may fear thy name. 85:12. I will praise thee, O Lord my God, with my whole heart, and I will glorify thy name forever. 85:13. For thy mercy is great towards me, and thou hast delivered my soul out of the lower hell. 85:14. O God, the wicked are risen up against me, and the assembly of the mighty have sought my soul, and they have not set thee before their eyes. 85:15. And thou, O Lord, art a God of compassion, and merciful, patient, and of much mercy, and true. 85:16. O look upon me, and have mercy on me. Give thy command to thy servant, and save the son of thy handmaid. 85:17. Shew me a token for good, that they who hate me may see, and be confounded, because thou, O Lord, hast helped me and hast comforted me. Psalms chapter 86. Fundamenta Eius. The glory of the Church of Christ. 86:1. For the sons of Kor, a psalm of a canticle. The foundations thereof are the holy mountains. The holy mountains. The apostles and prophets. Leaf 2.20. 86:2. The Lord loveth the gates of Sin above all the tabernacles of Jacob. 86:3. Glorious things are said of thee, O city of God. 86:4. I will be mindful of Rahab and of Babylon knowing thee. Behold the foreigners, and Tyre, and the people of the Ethiopians, these were there. Rahab, Egypt, etc. To this sin, which is the church of God, many shall resort from all nations. 86:5. Shall not sin say, this man and that man is born in her, and the highest himself hath founded her? Shall not sin say, etc. The meaning is, that sin, viz., the church, shall not only be able to commemorate this or that particular person of renown born in her, but also to glory in great multitudes of people and princes of her communion, who have been foretold in the writings of the prophets, and registered in the writings of the apostles. 86:6. The Lord shall tell in his writings of peoples and of princes, of them that have been in her. 86:7. The dwelling in thee is as it were of all rejoicing. Psalms chapter 87. Domine, Deus salutis. A prayer of one under grievous affliction. It agrees to Christ in his passion, and alludes to his death and burial. 87:1. A canticle of a psalm for the sons of Kor. Unto the end, for Mahalath, to answer understanding of Amon the Ezrahite. Mahalath, a musical instrument, or chorus of musicians, to answer one another. Abid, understanding, or a psalm of instruction, composed by Amon the Ezrahite, or by David, in his name. 87:2. O Lord, the God of my salvation, I have cried in the day, and in the night before thee. 87:3. Let my prayer come in before thee. Incline thy ear to my petition. 87:4. For my soul is filled with evils, and my life hath drawn nigh to hell. 87:5. I am counted among them that go down to the pit. I am become as a man without help. 87:6. Free among the dead, like the slain sleeping in the sepulchres, whom thou rememberest no more, and they are cut off from thy hand. 87:7. They have laid me in the lower pit, in the dark places, and in the shadow of death. 87:8. Thy wrath is strong over me, and all thy waves thou hast brought in upon me. 87:9. Thou hast put away my acquaintance far from me. They have set me an abomination to themselves. I was delivered up, and came not forth. 87:10. My eyes languished through poverty. All the day I cried to thee, O Lord. I stretched out my hands to thee. 87:11. Wilt thou shew wonders to the dead, or shall physicians raise to life, and give praise to thee? 87:12. Shall anyone in the sepulchre declare thy mercy, and thy truth in destruction? 87:13. Shall thy wonders be known in the dark, and thy justice in the land of forgetfulness? 87:14. But I, O Lord, have cried to thee, and in the morning my prayer shall prevent thee. 87:15. Lord, why castest thou off my prayer? Why turnest thou away thy face from me? 87:16. I am poor, and in labors from my youth, and being exalted have been humbled and troubled. 87:17. Thy wrath hath come upon me, and thy terrors have troubled me. 87:18. They have come round about me like water all the day. They have compassed me about together. 87:19. Friend and neighbor thou hast put far from me, and my acquaintance, because of misery. Psalms chapter 88. Misericordias Domini. The perpetuity of the Church of Christ, in consequence of the promise of God, which, notwithstanding, God permits her to suffer sometimes most grievous afflictions. 88:1. Of understanding, for Ethan the Ezrahite. 88:2. The mercies of the Lord I will sing forever. I will shew forth thy truth with my mouth to generation and generation. 88:3. For thou hast said, mercy shall be built up forever in the heavens. Thy truth shall be prepared in them. 88:4. I have made a covenant with my elect. I have sworn to David my servant. 88:5. Thy seed will I settle forever, and I will build up thy throne unto generation and generation. 88:6. The heavens shall confess thy wonders, O Lord, and thy truth in the church of the saints. 88:7. For who in the clouds can be compared to the Lord, or who among the sons of God shall be like to God? 88:8. God, who is glorified in the assembly of the saints, great and terrible above all them that are about him. 88:9. O Lord God of hosts, who is like to thee? Thou art mighty, O Lord, and thy truth is round about thee. 88:10. Thou rulest the power of the sea, and appeasest the motion of the waves thereof. 88:11. Thou hast humbled the proud one, as one that is slain. With the arm of thy strength thou hast scattered thy enemies. 88:12. Thine are the heavens, and thine is the earth. The world and the fullness thereof thou hast founded. 88:13. The north and the sea thou hast created. Heber and Hermon shall rejoice in thy name. 88:14. Thy arm is with might. Let thy hand be strengthened, and thy right hand exalted. 88:15. Justice and judgment are the preparation of thy throne. Mercy and truth shall go before thy face. 88:16. Blessed is the people that knoweth jubilation. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance. 88:17. And in thy name they shall rejoice all the day, and in thy justice they shall be exalted. 88:18. For thou art the glory of their strength, and in thy good pleasure shall their horn be exalted. 88:19. For our protection is of the Lord, and of our King the Holy One of Israel. 88:20. Then thou spokest in a vision to thy saints, and saidst, I have laid help upon one that is mighty, and have exalted one chosen out of my people. 88:21. I have found David my servant. With my holy oil I have anointed him. 88:22. For my hand shall help him, and my arm shall strengthen him. 88:23. The enemy shall have no advantage over him, nor the son of iniquity have power to hurt him. 88:24. And I will cut down his enemies before his face, and them that hate him I will put to flight. 88:25. And my truth and my mercy shall be with him, and in my name shall his horn be exalted. 88:26. And I will set his hand in the sea, and his right hand in the rivers. 88:27. He shall cry out to me, Thou art my Father, my God, and the support of my salvation. 88:28. And I will make him my firstborn, high above the kings of the earth. 88:29. I will keep my mercy for him forever, and my covenant faithful to him. 88:30. And I will make his seed to endure forevermore, and his throne of the days of heaven. 88:31. And if his children forsake my law, and walk not in my judgments. 88:32. If they profane my justices, and keep not my commandments. 88:33. I will visit their iniquities with a rod and their sins with stripes. 88:34. But my mercy I will not take away from him, nor will I suffer my truth to fail. 88:35. Neither will I profane my covenant, and the words that proceed from my mouth I will not make void. 88:36. Once have I sworn by my holiness, I will not lie unto David. 88:37. His seed shall endure forever. 88:38. And his throne as the sun before me, and as the moon perfect forever, and a faithful witness in heaven. 88:39. But thou hast rejected and despised. Thou hast been angry with my anointed. 88:40. Thou hast overthrown the covenant of thy servant. Thou hast profaned his sanctuary on the earth, overthrown the covenant, etc. All this seems to relate to the time of the captivity of Babylon, in which, for the sins of the people and their princes, God seemed to have set aside for a while the covenant he made with David. 88:41. Thou hast broken down all his hedges. Thou hast made his strength fear. 88:42. All that pass by the way have robbed him. He has become a reproach to his neighbors. 88:43. Thou hast set up the right hand of them that oppress him. Thou hast made all his enemies to rejoice. 88:44. Thou hast turned away the help of his sword, and hast not assisted him in battle. 88:45. Thou hast made his purification to cease, and thou hast cast his throne down to the ground. 88:46. Thou hast shortened the days of his time. Thou hast covered him with confusion. 88:47. How long, O Lord, turnest thou away unto the end? Shall thy anger burn like fire? 88:48. Remember what my substance is, for hast thou made all the children of men in vain? 88:49. Who is the man that shall live, and not see death, that shall deliver his soul from the hand of hell? 88:50. Lord, where are thy ancient mercies, according to what thou didst swear to David in thy truth? 88:51. Be mindful, O Lord, of the reproach of thy servants, which I have held in my bosom, of many nations. 88:52. Wherewith thy enemies have reproached, O Lord, wherewith they have reproached the change of thy anointed. 88:53. Blessed be the Lord forevermore. So be it. So be it. Psalms chapter 89. Domine, refugium. A prayer for the mercy of God, recounting the shortness and miseries of the days of man. 89:1. A prayer of Moses the man of God. Lord, thou hast been our refuge from generation to generation. 89:2. Before the mountains were made, or the earth and the world was formed, from eternity unto eternity thou art God. 89:3. Turn not man away to be brought low, and thou hast said, Be converted, O ye sons of men. Turn not man away, etc. Suffer him not quite to perish from thee, since thou art pleased to call upon him to be converted to thee. 89:4. For 1,000 years in thy sight are as yesterday, which is past, and as a watch in the night. 89:5. Things that are counted nothing, shall their years be. 89:6. In the morning man shall grow up like grass. In the morning he shall flourish and pass away. In the evening he shall fall, grow dry, and wither. 89:7. For in thy wrath we have fainted away, and are troubled in thy indignation. 89:8. Thou hast set our iniquities before thy eyes, our life in the light of thy countenance. 89:9. For all our days are spent, and in thy wrath we have fainted away. Our years shall be considered as a spider, as frail and weak as a spider's web, and miserable withal, whilst like a spider we spend our bowels in weaving webs to catch flies. 89:10. The days of our years in them are 70 years, but if in the strong they be 80 years, and what is more of them is labor and sorrow. For mildness is come upon us, and we shall be corrected. Mildness is come upon us, etc. God's mildness corrects us, inasmuch as he deals kindly with us, in shortening the days of this miserable life, and so weaning our affections from all its transitory enjoyments, and teaching us true wisdom. 89:11. Who knoweth the power of thy anger, and for thy fear? 89:12. Can number thy wrath? So make thy right hand known, and men learned in heart, in wisdom. 89:13. Return, O Lord, how long? And be entreated in favor of thy servants. 89:14. We are filled in the morning with thy mercy, and we have rejoiced, and are delighted all our days. 89:15. We have rejoiced for the days in which thou hast humbled us, for the years in which we have seen evils. 89:16. Look upon thy servants and upon their works, and direct their children. 89:17. And let the brightness of the Lord our God be upon us, and direct thou the works of our hands over us. Yea, the work of our hands do thou direct. Psalms chapter 90. Qui habitat. The just is secure under the protection of God. 90:1. The praise of a canticle for David. He that dwelleth in the aid of the Most High, shall abide under the protection of the God of Jacob. 90:2. He shall say to the Lord, Thou art my protector, and my refuge. My God, in him will I trust. 90:3. For he hath delivered me from the snare of the hunters, and from the sharp word. 90:4. He will overshadow thee with his shoulders, and under his wings thou shalt trust. 90:5. His truth shall compass thee with a shield. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror of the night. 90:6. Of the arrow that flieth in the day, of the business that walketh about in the dark, of invasion, or of the noonday devil. 90:7. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. 90:8. But thou shalt consider with thy eyes, and shalt see the reward of the wicked. 90:9. Because thou, O Lord, art my hope, thou hast made the Most High thy refuge. 90:10. There shall no evil come to thee, nor shall the scourge come near thy dwelling. 90:11. For he hath given his angels charge over thee, to keep thee in all thy ways. 90:12. In their hands they shall bear thee up, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. 90:13. Thou shalt walk upon the asp and the basilisk, and thou shalt trample underfoot the lion and the dragon. 90:14. Because he hoped in me I will deliver him. I will protect him because he hath known my name. 90:15. He shall cry to me, and I will hear him. I am with him in tribulation, I will deliver him, and I will glorify him. 90:16. I will fill him with length of days, and I will shew him my salvation.